Welcome to Conversations with Cynthia. Cynthia Hyatt is a relationship expert, executive consultant, and life management coach. Cynthia Hyatt uses her 30 years of experience as a licensed psychotherapist to now offer in-office or concierge services through executive life coaching, consulting, and image management in order to help you be your own best version. Cynthia also specializes in speaking to groups worldwide about how to be successful in relationships, as well as artfully handling life's challenges. She has had many opportunities to present numerous educational seminars and lectures on a variety of motivational, inspirational, and mental health topics around the world. Please take a moment to visit her website at CynthiaHyatt.com. That's Cynthia, H-I-E-T-T.com. Her Facebook page at Cynthia Hyatt Incorporated for current events, updates, and inspiration during your week, as well as all social media platforms. You can hear this show as a podcast on iTunes and many other podcast services. Follow her on Facebook and Instagram. Now, with today's fresh insight, here's Cynthia Hyatt.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I always like to thank you for sharing this with your friends and your family. And I really want you to be able to take advantage of what we're doing here on this show. And so today, I thought about what I was going to do, and then I changed my mind and decided that I wanted to talk about covering. So I don't know how well you understand covering or not, but this is a really important feature that God offers us. And it's his kindness that really truly does lead us to repentance, because, you see, God does not cover up bad things. That's not what he's doing. He's not hiding them under the bed. He's not, you know, burning them up and throwing them away. What he's doing is he's covering us by offering time to fix what we have done wrong and to learn from it. So he's not wanting people to be having a shame attack over everything. He just wants us to have the best life ever. So when we talk about covering, I want you to think about why covering is so paramount in our world. Because imagine, you know, being in the doctor's office and you're waiting to be seen and you were not allowed to have your clothes on. And so they gave you a little tiny gown, but the back is open and everybody can see everything, right? And so you're sitting in a waiting room, barely clothed. That's crazy. And see, this is not what God does. When God covers us, he's covering us to make sure that we can undo and redo things that we don't like that we've done. He also is offering it as a way to learn. So one look at a smiling child and you get a sense of joy, right? Of innocence and trust in so many ways. See, their minds and hearts haven't had time to become hardened by the world. So Jesus used children as an object lesson to teach us spiritual truths very often, mostly on salvation, simplicity, and humility. But, you know, let's really dive in and see his meaning behind this saying of unless you become like a child. And he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is then the greatest of the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. So as I started to write this show, I thought, you know, one look at a smiling child and you get this amazing sense of joy. I mean, there's innocence and there's trust. And in so many ways, their minds and hearts haven't had time to become hardened by the world. So Jesus used children as an object lesson to teach us about spiritual truths, mostly salvation, simplicity, humility. And so when he says to us, unless you become like a child. Now think about that. I understand to some degree why Jesus would be saying this, why God would be implying this, because we really can complicate things. especially if there's a part of it we don't like, because we kind of try to eliminate that and keep the other parts. And so I love that verse where he says, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. I know that a lot of what God is trying to tell us is that he knows how much we complicate things and how much we trip over ourselves. And we want this, but we don't want that. And so we try to maybe slip this piece in and get rid of that piece. And so I want you to think about this as we talk about it. What does it mean that love covers a multitude of sins? See, that's what Jesus is talking about right here. What does it mean that love covers a multitude of sins? Now, this is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. So it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Now, I don't know about you, but I have experienced this before. When I have really, really messed up, and the person that really was affected the most says, it's okay. I understand you. I understand why it happened. Now, that doesn't mean this is tacit permission to never hold yourself accountable. But this is where he's saying, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Now, any of you that have children or pets, right, or spouses, don't we sometimes just ignore some things because it's really not worth, you know, talking about it? And we know the person well enough to know that they didn't do it on purpose and it might not have been a good moment for them. So we cover it and we don't bring it out in the open and disrobe the person emotionally. What we do is we just say, you know, oh, no, I know him, and I'm sure he didn't mean that. I think you just need to give him a break. Give him the benefit of the doubt. So I want you to think about this. In what way does love cover sin? Okay, so to cover sin, first and foremost, is to forgive it. And forgiveness is always associated with love. So the best example of love that covers sin is Jesus's sacrificial death on our behalf. Jesus' prayer from the cross was, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And it says in Luke 23:34, Jesus bearing, you know, all our iniquities, an undeniable act of love, he gives Jesus. That's what God did. So Jesus did more than just cover our sin. He did away with it completely. And don't we need that? It's kind of like, you know, you have a shower in your house, but you're only allowed to use it one time in your whole entire life. What good is that, right? So 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 says, the apostle is talking about interpersonal relationships. See, that's really important, interpersonal relationships. So that means my relationships with you is the way that we are. I have a relationship with somebody else, and that's what we have. And then I might have a relationship with somebody else, and that's what we share. And so this is this wonderful idea of how much love can cover. And so when we're talking about this, and we're understanding that Jesus did more than just cover our sin, he did away with it completely. See, that's what we do for children, right? How about, isn't that what we do for our pets? You know, I had the most wonderful experience this morning in the station. I walked in, and there was this tiny little puppy that was the cutest thing I've ever seen, like teacup poodle or something, right? And I picked this dog up, and he just laid his head on my chest. And I thought, I'm taking this dog home. Well, the station manager over all of us over here is the one that has the dog. So I don't think he's going to give me his little puppy. But that's where you want to think about how God sees us. You know, if you have animals, you've probably had them wreck some of your house, go to the bathroom in the wrong places, you know, whatever it was. And don't we forgive them? Don't we cover that? See, love covers over all wrongs. So in what way, let's think about this, does love cover sin? So to cover, this means I'm covering the sin, I'm forgiving it. So forgiveness is always associated with love. And the best example of love that covers sin, obviously, is Jesus, his sacrificial death on our behalf. That Jesus' prayer from the cross was, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Now, that is a wonderful, wonderful way for God to talk to us. And one of the ways we give it back to him is to not take advantage of that. It means that we say, wow, what did Jesus do to forgive all of our sins so that we get a reset every single time we sin? See, I get to start over every single time. Now, maybe if I've harmed people in the process, they may not let me start over. But I get to start over with God. Again, I get a clean slate. And so when forgiveness is associated with love, right, that is a sacrificial love. That someone is saying, you know, that was not your best moment. I really don't ever want to see that happen again. And I'm going to give you a pass because I know you and I know what's going on in you and what's going on in your life. And I know that that's not you. So I'm going to overlook it and I'm going to forgive you. And so that is the best example of what Jesus did on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. And he ended up wearing all of our iniquities. And this undeniable act of love that Jesus did is more than just covering our sins. He did away with it completely. He gives us a fresh start. Now, unfortunately, you know, the world doesn't necessarily see it that way. So we may not have that level of forgiveness with the world. But if we are willing to accept the forgiveness of Christ, of God, then you know what happens? We don't sin as often. We feel better about ourselves, and when people feel good about themselves, they usually do good things. This is Cynthia Hyatt with Conversations with Cynthia. Join me in the next segment as we talk more about this concept of covering and what that really means. Well, welcome back. I'm Cynthia Hyatt, your host, and you are listening to Conversations with Cynthia. Thank you so much for all you do online and just recognizing what we're doing and what we are attempting to do. And that we're wanting your life to be your life the way that you would like it to be. And something that is also a life that gives to you, not just takes from you. And so we started out in the very beginning when I was talking about, you know, this thing about covering and how God covers us. And he covers up some bad things, you know, for us. But what he's doing is he's offering us time to fix what we've done wrong. And he's wanting us to learn from it. And so imagine if you didn't get any covering, right? Like if you've ever gone out of the house and you didn't realize that you didn't button your shirt all the way up, right? And you, now you understand why people are kind of looking at you. And so the covering piece, this is where we cover people. So we might, you know, walk up to them and say, hey, that is a great blouse. And I just wonder if you know how low it is, right? And then maybe your friend says, oh my gosh, I forgot the buttons. I can't believe I did that. And they're grateful. You're not outing them to embarrass them. You're covering them. So this is where we want to consider that being a child with God allows us to have a great sense of joy. We get to have some innocence back. And we get to trust God in so many ways. And so this is what we want to be really considering. One look at a smiling child and you get a sense of joy, right? It's innocent, and they trust. And in so many ways, their minds and their hearts haven't had time to become hardened by the world. So Jesus used children as an object lesson to teach us spiritual truths, mostly about salvation, simplicity, and humility. And so let's look at this and see the meaning behind "unless you become like a child." So this is what he says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. You will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." So this is not carte blanche for sinning. I'm sure that you understand that. What I want you to think about is God is always giving us this opportunity to reset, to undo and redo. And when I'm working with clients, I tell them oftentimes, I said, you can undo this. You can undo it. You can redo it. Most people appreciate if you fix what you messed up. It's not like they're going to go, oh, now you're going to try to fix it, right? This is where we want to say, wow, this is the opportunities that we have still being here on earth. That we get to change some of what maybe our future was holding for us. Or what we've done in the past and feel like we can't get away from our past. So what does it mean that love covers a multitude of sin? And that's 1 Peter verses 4 and 8. And we talked about this a little bit in the last segment. But what I want you to really hear is this verse, Peter 4, 8 says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." So what does that mean? Have you ever had someone that just goes, ah, don't worry about it. I know you and you didn't mean it. So we're just going to forget about it. And how you feel when you're given that freedom. And this is what we want to do for our friends, our family, coworkers, but especially we want to do this for ourselves. And one of the things that I find with people, I'm one of them, is we can forgive a lot of people, but we can't forgive ourselves. And see, when that happens, we get hatred. And many times, this is what the hatred does to us. Because we then are feeling bad about ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. We don't feel like we're showing up like we should. We're afraid. And this is where you want to say to yourself, but wait, God's covering me. He knows I'm not perfect. He knows I'm going to mess up. He's already seen all the way into the future, knowing some of my greatest accomplishments. And he also knows some of the biggest defeats I'm going to have. So to cover sin is to forgive it. And forgiveness is always associated with love. So the best example of love that covers sin is Jesus' sacrificial death on our behalf. And Jesus' prayer from the cross, he says, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And so he's bearing all of those sins for us because he knows that if he doesn't, we're never going to get anywhere. Our sins are too heavy to carry. We're not even able to fix many of our sins. And so Jesus did more than just cover our sin. He actually did away with it completely. So he's saying, that's the past. Move on. Now, here's what I want you to understand about that kind of thinking. We honor God if we have asked for his forgiveness and we accept his forgiveness. Then we can move forward. We don't have to keep beating ourselves up about what we just did and the sin that we just committed. This is very, very important that God is wanting us to learn something, not just be free of sin. He's wanting us to learn something because if we don't, we end up hurting people as well. We end up causing other people to stumble. And so 1 Peter 4:8, I love this one. We've talked about this, is the apostle is talking about interpersonal relationships. And he's saying, as a believer, we are to reflect the love of God by forgiving others. Jesus told his disciples, "A new commandment I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So many times what I have to talk to clients about is I say, you know, you are the other. And when we've talked about the me, myself, and I, that, see, you may have to forgive yourself of what you've done. And you may say, I hate myself because of what I did. So God is wanting us to accept the covering that says, like we are little children. Do you expect children to do things perfectly every single time? Do you expect them to learn perfectly? Do we expect them to know always what's right and wrong? And so this is what we want when it comes to loving. When we love each other, we are willing to forgive each other. And here's the deal. If I can't forgive myself, I will never be able to forgive others. It won't be real. I'll still be looking at the things they're not doing right. So love also covers over a multitude of sin in that it doesn't gossip about the sin. Rather, the offenses of our brothers and sisters are covered. So this is Cynthia Hyatt with Conversations with Cynthia. Join me in the next segment as we talk more about this idea of covering. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Conversations with Cynthia, and I'm Cynthia Hyatt, your host. Thank you again, as always, for sharing this with your friends and family and for truly learning from this and letting yourself have some freedom over just being, you know, a human. And humans, man, we are messy people. We are very messy people. So the title of this show was God Does Not Cover Up Bad Things. He covers us by offering time to fix what we have done wrong and to learn from it. That's really all God is wanting. So if you have kids, you know that same feeling. You don't really want to consequence them. You wish they didn't do what they did, but you know you need to address it. Otherwise, you would not be loving them. And so what we want to think about is this idea. What does it mean that love covers a multitude of sin? And really what it's talking about is that love covers all wrongs. So in what way does love cover sin? Well, to cover sin is to forgive it. And forgiveness is associated with love. So the best example of love that covers sin is Jesus, his sacrificial death on our behalf. Jesus' prayer from the cross was, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Now, isn't that the deference that we give to young people and to pets, that they really don't know what they're doing? They have no idea the ramifications of the consequences of what they just did. Now, we have this new little dog in our house, and she is just darling, so little and just beautiful and bright and really fun. But we also have a cat, and the cat is having trouble with the new dog. So she's not nice. Now, this is something we're working with her on because we're not going to get rid of the dog and we don't want to get rid of her. And so when we think about this idea of Jesus saying, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." Well, I can even see my pets that's this way. I can say to myself, you know, our cat really doesn't know what she's really doing. She really doesn't. I mean, she knows that she probably shouldn't be mean to this new little puppy we have, but she doesn't know the ramifications. She doesn't know how it affects me, how it affects my husband. She doesn't know all the things that go into it. And so when we're covering the cat, what we're doing is we're helping to redirect her behaviors because we don't want to have to give up the cat. Well, my husband might want to, but But let's look at 1 Peter verse 4 and 8. And this is where the apostle is talking about interpersonal relationships. And as believers, we reflect the love of God by forgiving others. So this is one of the commandments that Jesus gave his disciples. He says, you love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So this does not mean that I love everything this little dog does. It doesn't mean I love everything that my husband does, right? It doesn't mean that I love everything that my mom does. It means I love the person and I take the struggles that they have as they are trying to do their life. I take that into account. So when we look at this idea about another thing that love does is protect. And so love does not cover over a multitude of sin by like sweeping them under the rug. What it does is say, hey, I'm going to give you some time to fix that. So this can be undone. And I tell clients regularly, I say, you know, this is an undo and a redo. So we're all allowed to have an undo, but we need to do the redo, right? We can't just undo something and then move on. We need to redo it so that we're showing that, hey, I took this seriously. I know this hurt you. I know this may have harmed you. And so I'm really undoing it. And I'm making sure that I don't do it again. And so this is when we understand how much we can love people. And one of those ways is protecting them. So it doesn't mean we sweep everything under the rug, right? It means that we address it, that we see it, that we put it in context. We don't shame the person for it, but we say, you know, that was not a good decision. That's going to cost some, maybe emotionally, spiritually, financially. I'm not sure, but hey, I have your back. I'm praying for you. You can fix this. And that's the language that we want to make sure that we are having with people versus just, you know, throwing them out, saying like, I'm not dealing with that person anymore. And this is one of the things that really causes God to relax, right? Wouldn't that be nice if God could relax a little bit? So this is Cynthia Hyatt. Join me in the next segment as we talk more about love covers a multitude of sin. Well, thank you for joining me. I'm Cynthia Hyatt, your host, and you are listening to Conversations with Cynthia. And thank you so much for just on the online comments that you make. It helps me to know that what I'm doing is actually helping. And that was the whole point of this show. And so I really appreciate your feedback. I appreciate you letting your friends and family know about the show. And I want to just go back one more time to talk about what the title of this show is. And that is that God does not cover up bad things. He covers us by offering time to fix what we have done wrong and to learn from it so that we don't keep repeating it. And so I gave you the example of imagine if you're in a doctor's office, you know, waiting to be seen, and you're not allowed to have your clothes on. So they give you a little tiny gown, right? But the back is open and everybody can see you. So you're sitting in there with a whole bunch of strangers that are half clothed. I mean, what a horrible feeling, right? So one of the things that God does when he says he covers our sin is that he's saying, I'm knowing that you are working on this sin, Cynthia, so I'm not going to broadcast it. I'm not going to tell everybody about it. I'm going to give you an opportunity to fix it. And this is so imperative for us to really recognize that, hey, instead of just throwing it aside and saying, well, I never do anything right, so forget it. This is God saying, you're learning, you're children, you're learning. And I want you to learn a new way, a better way. I want your life to work. I created you for a reason. And so this is where we want to recognize that love covers a multitude of sin. It doesn't mean that if I'm covering the sin, I'm agreeing with the sin. It doesn't mean that if I'm covering the sin, that I'm giving myself permission to act out the same way because, well, you did it, so I guess I can do it too. And so this is part of really recognizing what the love that God has is all about. So when love is covering sin, it doesn't mean that we disregard our own emotions or ignore our own personal boundaries. We cannot cover sin by denying that it hurt us. If what they did hurt my feelings, I need to address that. I don't cover it up and pretend like it never happened. So we cover sin by acknowledging it and then extending the forgiveness that God has given us to others. And so that means that if someone is giving me forgiveness, I need to accept it. So let's read this famous verse about the love chapter. And this is, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Now, let me just deviate from this a little bit. It's very important in our relationships that we keep no record of wrongs. However, if we're with someone that never learns and they keep repeating their own folly, that this verse does not apply to that. This is what we are saying is we're not keeping record of your wrongs because we know you're fixing them. We know that you are aware of it, that you have a conscience, and that you're not taking advantage of our love and our grace for you. So love doesn't delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And another way that love covers over a multitude of sin is choosing not to take offense at everything. Now, how many of us are just acting so overly sensitive? See, that's not healthy. Because this world is not made for little kids. So we have to be adults in our own lives and recognize that there are some things I just need to ignore. And I tell my clients, I give them this fun little thing that God showed me. And I say, all I want you to do is cock your head to the right and say, ignore. And cock it to the left and say, delete. And so I practice the ignore delete button in my head all the time because otherwise I'm going to snag on so many things. So I just go, you know, I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to delete that. Now, when we're talking about deep intimacy, husband and wife, best friends, things like that, there's not as much room to ignore. So what we want to do is we want to forgive. Now, if the forgiveness helps the person to repent and to move on and away from that sin, we don't need to talk about it anymore. If they take advantage of our willingness to forgive and it doesn't change them, we may need to decide whether or not that relationship is healthy and if it's even going to maybe, you know, cause me to stumble. So another way that love covers a multitude of sin is choosing not to take offense at everything. Right? So when I first started thinking about that, I thought, you know, those of us that are kind of sensitive people, things hurt us a lot more than maybe the regular people. And so I have to be careful, because I am a highly sensitive person, that I don't overuse that and that I recognize that, yeah, I am a sensitive person. That is how God has made me. But that doesn't mean I don't have a brain. And that I do have logic, and I can talk my way through something toward forgiveness. And I can do that, and it's good for me, and it's good for them, but it's really good for me. So this is where, in Proverbs 19:11, it says, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. If we are patient, not envious or self-seeking, we are much less likely to even take offense. See, I ignore and delete a lot of things because they're just not necessary. So if we are patient, not envious or self-seeking, we are much less likely to even take offense, right? So acting in love means we put others before ourselves. that doesn't mean that I become less or that I become irrelevant. It means that I'm a grown-up enough to be able to ignore and delete a lot of things because it probably wasn't necessarily, you know, acting toward myself. It's probably this person trying to put their life together as best as they can. So I can see past a lot of the offenses. If the offenses, though, are sloppy, which that means that people maybe are not even trying, well, that's not someone that you want to be in relationship with because that's harm. So acting in love means we put others before ourselves. Like, I care deeply for you, so I want to really focus on you. That doesn't mean I'm like following hard after you, making sure that you do everything right. It means that I trust you. I say, you know, you're going to mess up, but you've done a really good job of really putting this back together again, and I'm really proud of you. See, when we act in true love, we're prone to overlook minor offenses, and we tolerate the provocations as we're forgiving the sin. So I know that you know the difference between someone that is like actually taking advantage of you versus someone that is saying, man, I am so grateful you have my back because I am not doing this well, or I didn't do that well and I need to fix it. So love can cover a multitude of sin. And when we act in true love, we are prone to overlook minor offenses and tolerate, you know, provocations, and we're better able to kind of roll with it. And so when I'm talking to clients many times, I say, you know, you have to have the things that are the biggies, right? And those are the hills that I'll die on, okay? So I have to know the difference between, okay, that just bugs me, and this one is, that's not allowed in my life. I won't allow that. So we need to know on that continuum where we're at. See, God wants us to be free. You know, you've seen little children running around naked, right? Without a care in the world. Think about your pets. They're honest. They also know good from bad, though. See, one look at a smiling child and you get a sense of joy. The innocence and the trust they have in so many ways. And their minds and their hearts haven't had time to become hardened by the world. So Jesus used that analogy of children as an object lesson to teach us spiritual truths, mostly on salvation and simplicity and humility. And this is where I love the saying, unless you become like a child. And this is what he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. So I love that. So I want you to go back to this idea that God does not cover up bad things. He covers us by offering time to fix what we've done wrong and to learn from it. And what I want you to think about is there are going to be some people that maybe refuse to forgive you. But if you know you've done your side of the street right, that you've prayed about it, you've really tried to make amends, and they're unwilling, then it's on them. See, it's now no longer your problem. So God covers us by offering time. We have time to fix things. And we have time then to learn from it as well. So this is a very important process for humans to go through. You know, and one look at a smiling child and you get this wonderful sense of joy and innocence and trust. Like when I talked to you earlier in the show about this cutest little dog they had at the station, I wanted to like just take her and run away with her. So I want you to think about that God is really saying, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And it isn't because he's saying only little children are good. What he's saying to us in that is, if we let that more adult part of us or that arrogant part of us think too long on this, we will miss out on the love that God has for us and the chances that he gives us, and that he's a great cheerleader for us as well. So think about this. Whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. We are all little children. We're never going to go, you know, into heaven and be these mature adults with God. We're always going to be his little kids. And so this is one of the areas that we can practice being a good little kid here on earth. And our lives will go much better. And our heart will feel more settled. And we will also feel more confident. And we will also feel free. So this is really important to really focus on the love chapter, and that God is covering the multitude of sins that you are, you know, walking out. And see, he knows what we think. So I can be sinning in my head, but nobody else would know it. So I have to be accountable for that as well. And the reason that God's wanting us to be accountable for these things is it makes our lives better. If you have a lot of sin in your life, it's quite complicated and can get really ugly. And so this is why we want to really cover a multitude of sin and let God cover the sin that we are containing and that we are trying to overcome. Well, have a great rest of the day. I look forward to talking to you next week.
We hope this past hour has been encouraging, motivating, and inspiring to you. The messages and teachings shared during the show are given as a way to reach you, the listener, with ideas and insights on how you may not only improve your life, but have more successful and meaningful relationships as you become the best version of you. Cynthia is available as a keynote speaker or guest speaker for your corporate or spiritual events. Cynthia is able to customize a message for any audience attending a meeting, retreat, or conference. In addition to this, she oftentimes partners her messages with music, as she is a singer and musician. Please contact her through her website at cynthiahyatt.com. If you missed any part of this program, you can download the most current show from our website at cynthiahyatt.com or hear a replay on your favorite podcast server. Please take a moment to visit her Facebook page at Cynthia Hyatt Incorporated and leave your ideas and comments about today's show. Now, be your own best version.
Be